Well, good morning. I want to thank you for the opportunity to come and share with you. I'd like to begin by giving you a bit of an overview of Interact Ministries, as well as a bit of my own story, and like to finish by sharing with you a project that a team and I are looking to establish here in Calgary called Urban Fire. So to begin with, Interact Ministries began in the 1950s when several missionaries in Alaska were working and saw, you know what? We need to work together. We need to come alongside one another, encourage one another in exactly this picture that was shared here with the marshmallows to share the gospel. And so they did. In the 1960s, Interact spread into Western Canada and working alongside the Aboriginal community here. Our youngest field in Siberian Russia opened up in the 1980s. And paralleling this, there was an opportunity here in Canada also to work with the Muslim and the Sikh immigrants. Now to share a little bit about myself. Behind me, you'll see a picture of my family. On the right side is my father and my mother, and Ted and Betty, and Andrea, my sister. I was privileged to grow up in a home where I also saw this relationship with the Lord presented. And it happened in the day-to-day life, just like the little kids here have been seeing here. I was born and grew up in Germany, where my parents were working at a missionary kids' school called Black Forest Academy. It was there that my love for the Lord was fostered, and I had the opportunity to say, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to take the next step with you. Now, it was after graduating from high school that I moved. And I went to Austria to a Bible school there called Tauernhof. Now, it was there that I began to ask, God, how do you keep sharing your heart with me? You know, growing up, I didn't know exactly what I would do or where I would go. But one thing I had understood was that no matter what we do in life, when it's done to the honor and glory of the Lord, and we obey him full-heartedly, that's ministry for him. That's sharing these marshmallows with others. That's what his heart is. And so it was there during my time in Austria that God gave me a dream to work with the Aboriginal community. And so after finishing my time in Austria, I moved to Canada, to Winnipeg, and began to look at what does this look like to get involved within the Aboriginal community. And it was in that time that I was challenged to say, Stefan, what about taking an opportunity to continue your studies in theology and understanding who God is? And so I moved to Three Hills, Alberta, to Prairie Bible Institute. And it was there that I met someone that many of you know, Abe and Adele Baker. And it was through them that I was introduced to Eastold and to Pastor James. It was also in my time at Prairie that I had the opportunity in my fourth year to be introduced to Interact Ministries. Now, this is a bit of a story. You have to imagine I'm in the line in the cafeteria and I get my plate and my cutlery and I look behind me and I see a gentleman. This gentleman has a name tag on. So, well, I know he's a representative of some sort. But I was not in the mood to talk that day. So I took my stuff and kept going and started putting food on my plate. And in that, the Holy Spirit said, you know, Stefan, you're in your fourth year here. You care about community. Why don't you welcome this gentleman here? Okay, I thought, well, I'll ask him what's a fast, kind of easy question. So, what brings you here to Prairie? And he shared, well, I have an opportunity to represent an organization where we're offering some internships on First Nation reserves. Oh. Well, he asked me one simple question back. What brings you to Prairie? And I said, well, actually with an interest to step into Native ministry. And so I said, well, could we have lunch together? And here was a 70-year-old man with his wife who had lived his life among the Aboriginal community here in Canada. He had raised his family and shared that good news. The joy of the Lord was evident in his life. And in that, I heard the heartbeat of Interact Ministries, an organization that walks in relationship with others. And as you walk in that relationship, you have an opportunity to step into life-on-life discipleship, to in the days where questions come and things happen, you have that opportunity to point to Christ. And it was after that I got to go and do an internship with Interact on a reserve just southwest of the city in Calgary. It was in my time there that I had an opportunity to see what some of our Aboriginal community here in Canada live like and what life is like for them. And something powerful happened there as well. And I think when we have an opportunity to walk with others, for you, maybe some of your friends or your family, or maybe even yourself, that are asking a question, what is the purpose of getting up today? When all I see around me is brokenness, what is the point of living? And it's when we face that question that we have an opportunity, that God has an opportunity, because there is an answer. And Christ has said that he has come to bring life. He has come to bring hope and freedom. So how are we sharing that with those around us? It was after my time in the internship that I started to hear conversation about a transitional community. Now, what was this? Well, Interact had been observing over the years how many of the young adults living on the reserves were moving into the city. But they often have found that a challenging transition from one culture to another, as well to find supportive and healthy community in that transition. So Interact asked a question: is there a way that we can be involved in that transition in a positive manner? And out of this was birthed the vision of Urban Fire, a transitional community. It is our vision to see whole life discipleship among Aboriginal young adults in Calgary. Now, I'd like to introduce you to the team who has been working on establishing this vision. First, we have Ron and Jess, who are currently in Ohio. Brooke is living in Georgia. Jesse in Washington, where he also spent some of his time growing up in Italy. Dave and Vicky, along with their little daughter Ellie, are in Nebraska, but grew up in Nepal and Mongolia. So this team, in moving to Canada, we have made various cultural transitions. We've had to struggle through, what does that look like? We've had an opportunity to do an internship through Interact over the past years. And 3 years ago, after our internships, we hadn't started to say who would be dedicated to walking forward with this vision, and what does that look like? So to unfold what Urban Fire looks like, I'd like to share with you two models. The first being the feather model, which speaks to the philosophy or some of the key components of urban fire. And secondly, the community circle model, which speaks to the method, or what does this practically look like? So again, first, the feather model. It starts with community that creates a structure and a framework for the transitional community. Following this, there is a relationship with Jesus Christ at the center. A few key components that are influenced, again, by Christ at the center are mentorship, where we have an opportunity as the core team to walk alongside those who are taking a step into the city, as well as bring other Native believers in the city who have made that transition and have a desire to see the young adults move forward. Another key component is work and education. We desire to offer some work opportunities as well as connections into the education system. Social life, another key component, where we have the opportunity to be involved, to encourage one another, giving the opportunity to engage in community. Life skills, another key component. How do we walk through transition of from one culture to another? We have an opportunity to share some skills of networking, as well as some of the practical elements of what does it look like to establish a home community and a home environment. And lastly, from the center of our relationship with Christ is an outflowing of ministry to others around us within our local communities, but also in our home communities. So again, as an overview, you see that community is the structure with which a relationship with Jesus Christ is at the center. Key components of mentorship, work and education, social life, life skills, and an outward focus of ministry. Now to the second model, the community circle model, speaking to whole life discipleship. Now the red outer circle represents our home communities. Each one of us come from home communities that influence us to who we are today. Within that circle is our local community, which in our case for Urban Fire is Calgary. And the gray circle at the center represents our transitional community. At the bottom of that, there's a picture of a house representing a few homes in Calgary where we are hoping to live as the team and invite other young adults that are moving into the city too, to engage in that life-on-life discipleship. On the left, you see two tools representing work. We're looking to have a startup business where we have an opportunity to walk alongside one another, learn from one another. On the top, you see a few people representing community life. Again, this opportunity to say, you know what? Christ and his life influences all areas of our life, whether that's at home, whether that's at work, or in the way we engage in our social activities. On the right, a picture of a book represents that we are active, continual learners. We never stop to grow, whether that be through education, whether it be through learning from one another, but ultimately we get to continue to learn from God. At the center is a picture of a cross representing a gathered group of believers. So in this journey, we desire to see Native young adults gathered as a group of believers, worshiping God, and out of that flowing a focus of ministering to those around us. So we desire to see discipleship that involves our whole life. When we look at Jesus and his disciples, they did life together. They ate together. They found rest together. They stepped into ministry together. And in that, they worshiped the Father. Is this not an opportunity we have to engage with others in the day-to-day life, where we have an opportunity to share both our joys and our hurts, but we get to walk forward with one another as we honor the Lord? So you may ask, how am I seeing God at work? Well, in this journey of walking towards our vision of urban fire, God has allowed small implements of that here and now. About half a year ago, I got a phone call from a Native friend of mine. And he said, "Hey, Stefan, I'm moving into Calgary. I've been living up in Saskatchewan. Would you be interested in having a roommate?" And I'd known him from several years prior, and I knew that that would be a good connection. And so I said, "Yes, absolutely." And here we have an opportunity to walk through life together. He as a believer, bringing his perspectives from life and his background, and I as a believer, having mine. But we get to join in one focus moving forward. We get to encourage each other in the days where getting up is challenging. We get to walk alongside one another and have conversation about how is God working. He's been teaching me perspectives that I could not gain without him. And at a time of brainstorming of what can we call this project, I was talking with him and I had said, "You know, there's this one name that kind of stands out to me, and it's Urban Fire." And I shared with him this vision of how a fire draws people around it. You know, it brings warmth to the cold bones. Those days where you're just having a hard time and you start to just look into those flames that dance, they kind of mesmerize one, but they have this ability just to allow you to process. In coming together around that fire, there's community where you have an opportunity to engage in life. And he added something. He said, "Stefan, you know what captures me as well about that vision? Is that as you come together, you form the circle, and you stand shoulder to shoulder with other people, and you're all on one level." And he said, "I think one of the most challenging things that you're going to step into with this ministry is to see equality, and to see that Christ sees each one of you as equal. And that's going against the grain of a large part of our world." So we have been on a journey as a team of sharing this vision. Over the last year and a half, I've had an opportunity to share with other churches, other individuals, and say, would you desire to take a step forward and see this vision come to fruition? At this point, I have come and seen God provide 70% of my partnership team in this journey. I'm thankful for that. And I look forward to seeing that come fully together, to be able to step from a time of building a partnership team and ministering there to a greater time of stepping into that relational ministry and focusing more of my time there. Behind me, you see a few pictures of what partnership could look like. There's a newsletter that I send out that allows you to stay in touch and receive prayer requests. There's a prayer card that can remind you to be praying for us as a team. And there's also a partnership card, a way to engage financially in seeing this vision come about. If you or others you know may be interested in seeing this vision come about, I'd love to talk to you afterwards, to share some stories, and to get to know you. Now, I'd like to share with you something. You may ask, in this time, what keeps you going? And it's in Revelation 7, 9 through 10, that John shares with us a vision of heaven. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." May we join God in his mission and his vision to see all nations come before the throne and worship him as the body of Christ. I'd like to leave with you three prayer requests. The first being that the Aboriginal community here in Canada would have hope and freedom through a relationship with Jesus Christ. That Interact would have a sensitive heart to God's continual leading. And thirdly, for the continued process of urban fire. I'd like to close just with a word of prayer. God, thank you for the opportunity to share. I ask that you would challenge each one of us with that question of how are we stepping forward and sharing the good news, sharing those marshmallows with the people around us. The opportunity to say there is hope and there is freedom in you. So thank you for this opportunity to share. And God, may you be honored and glorified in what we do and what we say. Amen.